Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Mary Sarah and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a reading from Luke. Today is the Feast of the Annunciation. Begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, thank you so much for coming to us. Thank you for our Mother Mary and for her yes, her fiat. And Holy Spirit, we ask you to open our heart, our ears, and our mind to what you want to speak to us through this scripture passage. Again, this is a reading from the Gospel of Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who is called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. This scripture passage fills me with joy of thanksgiving. For the Feast of the Annunciation today is when our saving relationship with Jesus starts. Obviously, he was prefigured all through the Old Testament. And it was prophesied that he would come and save us. And even from the beginning, when Adam and Eve had the first sin, we knew that he would come. But this is the moment that he becomes flesh on earth. We are pro-life as Catholics, and we know that at this moment of conception, when the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary, Jesus, flesh and blood, the same flesh and blood that we receive at Mass, that we adore in the Eucharist, is made present to us here on earth. And we thank Mary so much for her fiat. And we often ask to imitate that fiat, that yes, to whatever God wants, whatever plans he has, that we would also respond the same. Something interesting about this passage that often sticks out to me is that the angel says, "Hail, full of grace." And that word "hail" isn't just like the English hello. It's not just a simple greeting. The angel is greeting her with a word that is often just reserved for superiors. We hear this word again in scripture when it says, "Hail Caesar." This is to somebody who is a king or a ruler. And yet this archangel, one of the most powerful angels in heaven, comes to this human and says, "Hail, full of grace." We learn so much about Mary and who she is and who God wants us to view her as in this. When we hail Mary, the mother of our God, we can't help but know more about who Jesus is. And so, just like at the end of this gospel reading, Mary says, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." We ask that we too may be able to give that yes to our Lord and Savior, that we would always do as he asks us to. And that, Mary, we would learn more about you and why this angel said hail, and why Jesus gave us the gift of you as our mother. This has been a scripture reflection on Luke. Again, this is Mary Sarah, and thank you so much to St. Gabriel for the ways they have blessed us here at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.